Interlochen Arts Camp just wrapped up for the season. During the summer, over 230 pianos are on campus for all the students. And that's a lot of work for a piano tuner.
The only thing I can compare it to is having an infant and always having to just be at their beck and call, and it's basically like that.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Throughout the summer, Jessica Moss walks among a group of practice huts right off Green Lake at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and she listens.
It's probably a nice place to hear music in the woods, but it's not really the best place for instruments.
The summer heat, humidity, and cooler temps at night make it harder to keep all the pianos in tune. Jessica is the head piano technician at Interlochen. She's responsible for looking after 165 pianos on campus year-round. During the summer, about 70 more pianos are shipped and stored in these huts for students to practice on.
Listening for the worst ones, I hear one over here to my right, but it's just a couple notes, a little bit out of tune.
Besides tuning, Jessica does repairs and maintenance. She has a small team that helps her out in the summer. Each person can tune about 3 pianos a day.
We'll just walk this way. So there's quite a few empty rooms this morning, which is unusual, but as the day goes on, the rooms fill up, so we can just pick a piano.
Jessica walks into an open practice hut. There's a grand piano inside. She sits down and starts playing.
That's a bad unison. This is an out-of-tune unison.
Here, she notices one of the piano keys is out of tune. Personally, I can't really hear the difference. Maybe you can't either. But Jessica's ears are different.
So this piano could use a little work.
When Jessica plays a key, inside the piano, a hammer strikes 3 strings. When those strings are out of tune, she can correct it by adjusting a pin.
Right, that's how we tune the piano. But it also doesn't match the lower note, because it's sharp. So
and you're just twisting the pin of that note a little bit?
Yep, turning the pin and reducing the tension on the string. And now I'm tuning the unison.
Jessica Moss grew up in Ontario, Canada, and she says she's always had an ear for how things should sound.
My parents would take us to theater and orchestra events, concerts, and I could sit in the audience and know when something wasn't right.
As she got older, she wanted to be a pianist. In college, she enrolled in a piano technology program so she could take care of her own piano.
I found that tuning pianos came more naturally to me than all the practice of trying to be better at piano.
Jessica has been working at Interlochen for the past 8 years. She still plays the piano, but she says she no longer has that desire to perform.
In this profession, I get to help musicians and artists with their art. So I don't feel like I'm actually away from the piano, because I'm actually helping artists perform the best that they can. I'm gonna start from scratch.
You might have heard that saying about painters and the Golden Gate Bridge. That when they get done painting it, it's time for them to start all over again. You could say something similar about Jessica Moss, only instead of painting a bridge, she's tuning pianos. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening.